Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we still got a few shopping days left before Christmas, and for those of you that have a shooter or a hunter out there that likes to record his stuff or wants to look at his stuff or try his stuff, I have a sponsor that can help you with that. Joining me once again from Bedford Camera and Video is Luke Braswell and Austin Pittman. Hello, guys.
Hello. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm good. I am good to go. And right now, you guys have the Sony. Now, do you still have the Canon R5s in stock, or are they gone now?
No, we do have some. We've sold through them, and then we've gotten another shipment in. So we do have a few R5s. We have a few R6s all in stock.
And you also have the Sony A7S III.
We will have. They are in transit. We've got tracking on them. So if you want one of those, we do have a few of those that will be hitting our stores within the next few days.
Now, the significance of this is if you want to buy an R5, if you're a camera file like me and you wanted an R5, or if you wanted a Sony A7S III, well, this is the only place you can get it by being a listener of this show and going to Bedford Camera with the promo code Lock and Load, because they'll give you 5% off, which is nobody does that. Nobody ever has a break-in camera right now, and you have the two hottest cameras out there, don't you?
We do. Yeah, and there's some hot ones from Nikon that are starting to trickle in as well. I mean, all three, this is a really interesting time in our, in the camera industry, because generally, you'll have Nikon will come out with their Nikon D850, which they did several years ago, and it was just a home run camera. Everybody wanted them. They were hard to get. That was the camera. And then Canon comes out with something. And then Sony, you know, a couple years later comes out with the A7 Mark III, and that one's just a home run. And right now, all three of the major manufacturers have cameras that are groundbreaking cameras.
Yeah.
And I remember that ever happening at the same time before.
I heard a rumor that when the Sony A9 III comes out, it's going to have 8K video and no overheating issues. You guys hear that today?
I have heard that as well. Yep. I read that same thing. I think Luke just texted me. I think he may have dropped out on it, so we may want to try to get him back on. But, yes, that is the rumor.
Can you get him back for us, Jason? Okay, yeah. Get him back if you could, please. That seems to be a thing. We're going to have to do something about Luke. We're going to have to get him some sort of a more hardened communications process.
He might need to. Apparently it's his phone.
Yeah. So tonight what I want to do is I want to talk about there's the low budget, there's the medium budget, and there's the upper budget. And
right. In
cameras, the upper budget goes, I don't know where it would start. Where would you think the upper budget in camera price starts?
Probably, I would think like the $2,000 range would be the starting range of the high end. and probably the $1,000 price range would be kind of the mid-range, and then like the $500 price range would be kind of the entry level for when we're talking about digital SLRs or mirrorless, you know, interchangeable lens cameras.
And one thing I want to point out, simply because this is just a factual reality, these higher-end cameras, people shoot with these higher-end cameras to make things future-proof. But with the technology of where most everything goes today, which is online in some cases, and most people view a lot, most of the people that view my YouTube videos are watching on their phone.
Right.
So we got Luke.
Yes, I am. I'm back.
Hey, well, at least we got that out of the way, right? I mean, last time we were in the middle of something, so I'm glad that's out of the way. Anyway, so most people are watching what I do on the phone, so I don't know where the diminishing returns comes up. I know that for at some point I'm going to do something that I want to submit to Netflix.
Right.
And, you know, once again, most people watching Netflix, I think a lot of people watch Netflix on their phone, but Netflix has requirements, and this is where the upper end comes because... It's not like it used to be, is it? I mean, you know, it's not like the Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were the only, you know, back in their day, they were the only ones that owned their own studio. Nowadays, if you're a decent storyteller and you know a little bit about lighting and you know how to storyboard and put some things together and you got some friends that would do it just for the, you know, just for the laughs, you can make a film, can't you, without too much money involved at all.
Absolutely.
You're correct.
And there's lots of different venues that you can get those out. It doesn't have to be something that goes that you plan on putting on Netflix. I mean, YouTube is a great outlet for that. But like you say, if, you know, the problem is if you get a film that really goes viral and that everybody wants, if you've shot it in a way that you don't have any limitations on where it can go, you're going to be a lot better off. You know, if you shoot it on a Canon Rebel T7 or on an iPhone, you know, which both have some merit as far as video, but if you shoot it on that, you're pretty limited. I mean, YouTube is probably going to be the highest you're ever going to be able to put that thing.
But that being said, you can upload to YouTube in 8K, can't you? You can upload and it can be viewed if you actually have a display that'll run it.
Correct. Now, and you know, a great little bit as far as like, you don't have to have a lot of equipment. There's a movie that came out quite a few years ago that's called Napoleon Dynamite. That is a huge phenomenon as far as this movie goes. And it was shot on one camera on a tripod and the camera never moved. They didn't have any crazy crews going around doing a bunch of like moves and equipment all over the place. They had one camera and a tripod. And that just goes to show how much you can do these days with just one good piece of gear.
What kind of camera?
You know, I'm not sure. You said what kind of camera did they use?
Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking that is because I know, like, I follow Philip Bloom, who's this longtime TV guy, and, I mean, he shoots on DSLRs for the most part, or mirrorless cameras now, and he does get a lot of cine cameras sent his way, but he's, you know, a big, big dog when it comes to reviewing things. That's not something that I do, but... I know that he likes DSLRs. I don't, or the smaller form factor, I guess because it's smaller. And it's more robust. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break, so you guys hang on a minute for me if you would. The promo code is Lock and Load. Whatever you find at Bedfords.com, that's their website, that promo code works on whatever you find there, on your order, on your sale, on your buy, on whatever it is, whatever the price is, 5% off. Nobody does that. You can't get 5% off anywhere on a Sony A7S III anywhere that is for sale today. You can't get 5% off on a Canon R5 anywhere where it's on sale today, or the R6, or one of the Nikon Z cameras, or any of the big Cine camcorders, any of that stuff. You can only do it here, and you can only do it through them. Bedfords.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Luke Braswell and Austin Pittman from Bedford Camera and Video. Talking about tonight, we're trying to give you some gift guides as to what to what you can do and some other stuff. And we're going to give you some examples now for the budgets. Okay, so we're going to go low budget, and this, let's say this is for the person that just wants to play it back on his computer, whichever kind of computer it is. And I guess we need to presume it might be, not be the cutting edge. Like, I bought an M1 chip MacBook Mini the other day, and let me tell you, that thing will edit anything.
Yep.
It will edit anything. But anyway, so where would we start? Are we looking at a camcorder? Are we looking, is there a point and shoot? Is there a, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. If you're wanting primarily video and you're wanting to go budget, I would probably look at a camcorder, something like the Canon HFR 800. Which is a neat little, you know, little camera. It doesn't have like a microphone jack and a bunch of the different things that you can add to it. It's just pretty basic, but it's good quality. And it's going to be in the $250 price point. It doesn't do much with stills. It's mostly video, but you know, that would be kind of your entry level video type camera. As far as if you're wanting to do some stills as well, you could do like a point-and-shoot camera like you're talking about. You know, the point-and-shoot market has really evaporated a lot the last 4 or 5 years due to the cell phone.
Right.
You know, unless you get into the ones that have the great big zooms, there's just, you know, you're just, there's just not as many out there anymore because the cell phone, I mean, the iPhone does a really good job of pointing and shooting. So, and Luke, I don't know if you want to jump in on that, but that's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that you're going to be looking at right now is when it comes to a point-and-shoot aspect, if you're wanting a long zoom point-and-shoot, you're not having to worry about all of the interchangeable lenses and whatnot. Nikon has that great P1000, P970. Those cameras are kind of what we call a bridge camera that would basically... kind of bridge the gap between that point and shoot to like a DSLR or mirrorless system. It's a great little setup that you could do for sure that would give you a both photos and video, but also give you something that you can't get out of your iPhone typically, which is a long, significant zoom.
Yeah, so that's kind of the very starter level. And then you jump up to, you know, like the entry level interchangeable lens type camera, which we've talked about before, you know, the Canon Rebel T7. It comes with a camera, comes with an 18 to 55 lens, a 75 to 300 lens, a case. It's kind of all bundled together in a package for about $550. I think on our website we're running a special where you get a dual pack of 64 gig cards with it. And that's going to be, if somebody's really wanting to get into photography and wanting to get into some of the manual aspects of photography, wanting to learn about shutter speeds and apertures and white balance and ISO and all that stuff, you can go anywhere from total auto on that camera to total manual. It does the Wi-Fi feature where you can send pictures from your camera to your phone to upload to Facebook or to text to grandmother or whatever. And again, it's an entry level, but it gets you into that manual aspect and it gets you into that interchangeability of lenses.
Do they? Is the Sony A6000 still available? I've heard that is going away.
It's in the middle of being replaced. That was a camera that was they've had in their lineup for a long time. There's a few of them still kind of floating around at some of the big box stores, but it's been replaced essentially by the A6100.
Yeah, that camera, that was the first mirrorless camera I ever got. I thought it was magical because it was so small. It came, it had an interchangeable lens, set up with it. It had this, it came with a kit lens. It was a power zoom.
16 to 50 power zoom.
Yep. And I mean, there was nothing I couldn't do with that, except I couldn't mount a external microphone to it.
Correct.
That, and that was the only thing. And I mean, I would imagine that would be fairly inexpensive. How much is the 6100?
The 6100 is going to be in the, like, with a two lens kit comparable to that Rebel, it's in like the $1,100 range.
Yeah.
I think, I think single kits maybe nine, right at 1,000 or a little bit less.
DSLRs are going to be cheaper.
DSLRs are primarily going to be cheaper. You get into that entry-level mirrorless, which is like the A6100, the Nikon Z50, the Canon M50. You get into that right out of like the $1,000 price point.
That's the mid-range, isn't it? So we need to stay at the low
range. Yeah, that's kind of the mid-range. Yeah.
The first camera I ever started shooting on was a Canon 60D.
Right.
So,
and now it's the 90D. The 90D is the current one now.
And like I saw somewhere where the 80D is less than $700 with some places. What is that going for?
Well, that one, the reason why you're seeing it for cheaper is that it's discontinued.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so, you know, some of the big box places have some left over, and so they're trying to close them out. But the 90D has now officially replaced, and Canon's officially discontinued the 80D now.
And is that one under $1,000 now?
The 90D body, I believe, is right at $1,000 or maybe $900. But if you want to get it with a lens, you're going to spend a little bit more than that. Actually, it's a little bit over $1,000. I'm looking at it now. The body's about $1,150 for that camera body. So
when I started thinking about that camera, that was the camera I was hoping they would come out with because I really wanted to go. That would have taken me back to Canon.
Right.
And they were so slow to get out with it. And then I, you know, when they came out with the EOS R and it was such a cropped-in thing in 4K and everything. And, I mean, you know, you got to shoot in 4K nowadays simply because if you shoot in 4K, that means it looks like you can have multiple crops in various things and make it look like you got three cameras running it while you got one.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to go into the mid-range. The mid-range is where most people should probably want to live because the mid-range today is a technological marvel. And the mid-range, like the high-end and the low-end and all this other stuff, all of that is 5% off with promo code Lock and Load. I know there's some people out there that want to record your grandchildren or whatever it is. That's what I do. That's how I train to shoot gun videos as I catch my grandchildren on the move. That's a hard thing. So, Lock and Load is the promo code Bedford. Bedfords.com is the website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump vetoed a $740 billion defense policy bill after objecting to some of the provisions related to Confederate base names and troop levels abroad. The NDAA easily passed both the House and Senate with bipartisan veto-proof majorities, earlier this month. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swamp bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that, frankly, aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. USA Radio News. Initial jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 803,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's about 85,000 fewer than expected, and the states with the biggest decreases were Georgia, Minnesota, Texas, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Business owners across the country are becoming defiant when it comes to lockdowns despite health orders. A San Jose salon owner is keeping his doors open despite local health orders. The public health department saying that he could face fines or further action if he refuses to follow the emergency order. Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty. Regarding all these lockdowns, she tells Fox Business,
for all of the shrieking on the left about data and science, these lockdowns are often put in place without any science or data to back them up. At this point, it started with 15 days to slow the spread. Then we were told we just need to flatten the curve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, we're talking with Austin and Luke from Bedford Camera and Video. Now we're going into the mid-range, and I would think this is where most people are going to live. Now, you can get some really serious, what we call this the prosumer segment?
Yeah, probably, so, yeah. Kind of the high-end amateur leading into the low-end prosumer type. It's kind of a big category because you're going to start, that entry category with the Rebel T7 and like the Magcon D3500, that $500 to $700 range, there's not a ton in there. I mean, there's a couple of little cameras. This mid-range, I mean, you go from like we talked about the A6100, the Sony A6100, or the Nikon Z50, kind of that range, that 850 to 1250, depending on what package you buy it with. And then I would almost kind of categorize like the Sony A6400, and there's a couple of higher levels in that. So there's a lot in this mid-range. But I think you're right. I think this is kind of the sweet spot that most people are going to be in.
Now, so based upon what you're telling me, you can actually get into mirrorless in that as well. And what is the significance between a DSLR, which has a mirror, and a mirrorless camera? What is the advantage a mirrorless camera has over a DSLR?
Well, I mean, there's a few different advantages that you'll get with a mirrorless system. And one of it is the fact that the camera system itself is smaller. It's also going to be lighter in most senses as well. So just the overall size and weight will be less, which is a big plus. But the other thing that you get with it is the fact that you can shoot an exceptionally fast image as well. Because you don't have that mirror box having to move up and down out of the way of the shutter, you can actually get faster shutter speeds as well as more frames per second with a mirrorless system as well. But there's just a lot of little nuances about a mirrorless system that I love, and it's the fact that it is so small, but they are starting, camera manufacturers are putting so much effort into these tiny mirrorless cameras that they have become, you know, just as good, if not better, in my opinion, of DSLR systems as well. There are a few benefits, though, with, you know, the DSLR system as well, still, and that's usually once you get well above the entry-level, mid-range, it goes to the top pro, like the Canon 1DX or the, D5, D6 series from Nikon. I mean, once you get to those cameras, there are a few benefits, like the fact that it has a little bit better weather sealing and whatnot that you can put into it because it is so much larger than the mirrorless system.
Well, I mean, with the 1DX and the Nikon D system that you were referring, like at the Olympics, both of those companies set up professional booths to take care of the people that are running those cameras, don't they? I mean, they literally have hundreds of loaner bodies, because when you get into that rarefied air to where you're running one of those cameras, which I think when the 1DX Mark II was still the latest one, that was considered the fastest shooting stills camera in the world, right?
Yes. So it would do, that camera would do, if I'm not mistaken, 16 frames a second, 14 or 16 frames a second with that camera, which was blazing fast, much faster than anything else.
Now, you know, there's the problem with I've always wanted to own one of those, a 1D. And I know we're supposed to be in the mid-range. You know what? We'll do this on the high end. We'll talk about the 1D on the high end.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the mid-range, because we have about 4 minutes left in this segment. So in the mid-range, you're getting a whole bunch of features. Some of the camcorders for people that like that smaller form factor. Like, I have a Sony AX53.
Perfect.
Never given that camera up.
No, it's an incredible little camera.
That's probably our number one selling camcorder, especially, like, you know, in our hunting packages and in that aspect, because its image stabilization system is so good and its zoom is so good, and it's still affordable, but it gives you the microphone jack and some of those features that those $250, $300 entry-level camcorders don't. So that AX53 up to, like, the AX100 type range is really a sweet spot for the camcorders.
Now, I can't talk enough about that one, simply because that one even shoots slow motion. It's not, what is it, like a 4 second burst of slow motion it'll shoot, but it's passable slow motion to me.
Correct.
Especially for the price point.
What is it going for now? Eight bills?
Yeah. $800.
I don't really even know if that counts as being mid-range, does it? The thing I like about that is the audio on it is good enough without a mic. It has a Zeiss lens, which, you know, it's a Vario sonar, as they call it. It has real T-stops to it, which is important in video, because with F-stops, that's sort of an approximation. With T-stops, that's real. And it has the zoom lens is a 20x zoom. And it seems par focal to me at certain ranges, is it?
It actually does. It's not technically considered a par focal lens, but it's really close.
Yeah. typically a par focal lens. If you bought a par focal lens, you could buy five of these cameras for one par focal lens.
Absolutely. And, yeah. And for those that may not necessarily know what par focal is, it just means that as you're zooming from your widest to your most tight zoom, or vice versa, it stays in focus on where you have the focus set. So it's not actually changing the focus point as you're moving.
So can we say, just because it's easy to say, that in the mid-range, if you wanted to start at the Sony AX53-4 video, but if you need something more hybrid, which when you hear somebody talking about a hybrid camera, that means it shoots both stills and video, one of the A6000 series with 6100, 6600, 6400, any of those would be a good choice if you need hybrid stuff. And that really is the sweet spot in the mid-range, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think so. The Sony A6000 series cameras, like the 6400, are incredible cameras, and they are so powerful for such a small footprint. But there's other cameras out there like the Z50, the Z5, or even in the, talking about Fuji even is another brand that we carry, somewhere in the realm of like an XT4 or an SX10, something in there. Those are great little cameras that are still in that hybrid system, but also in that same price point.
Well, I don't have any. I've always wanted to try Fuji. I've never tried one of the little Canon mirrorless cameras. Maybe in 2021 we can do some reviews. I don't know if that's if something's not hot. I know with the hots, I can do the old stuff. Something's not hot is, I don't need to have the latest stuff. Promo code is lock and load, 5% off, discount on anything you want to buy at bedfords.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. Spend the whole time during the break clearing my throat. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Austin and Luke from Bedford Camera and Video. And now we're going to where I like to hang out. And I'm barely on the... I don't know where I would consider myself to be because I'm actually on the lower end of the high end. But... now we're going to talk about high-end cameras. Now, most of these cameras that we're going to talk about are going to be hybrids, unless we're talking about purely cinema cameras, right?
Right.
So,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, well, I was about to ask you. So, where would you think is it the hotness right now that is the stuff right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now you've got incredible cameras coming out from every manufacturer. You have the Sony A7S III, which is an incredible video-based camera that is still a mirrorless hybrid camera. We've talked about it before, but there's also things from, like, Canon, the R5, R6. Nikon has the Z6, Z7 IIs that are all really incredible cameras.
And for the most part, the high-end cameras kind of where I at least kind of draw the line to go into this, you know, professional type camera is the size of the sensor. You know, when you start getting into these full frame cameras, so I would even consider like the A7 Mark III would kind of be the entry level of that highest end bracket. And that's a great camera if you don't want to spend the $3,000 or $4,000 to get into one of the really high end. I mean, that A7 Mark III has been a game-changing camera for several years, and it's got the best price on it that I've ever seen it. It's $300 off right now. You can get it for like $1,700 before the discount code that you use. I mean, that one, you know, to get into that level at that price point is pretty amazing.
I have been running an A7 III. I ran two A7 IIIs for a very long time, but I've been running an A7 III since they came out. I'm waiting to see what the A7IV looks like. It would have to be phenomenal for me to get an A7IV. I'm more likely to get another A7S3 than I am an A7IV just because the A7III is so good.
Right. And a lot of it depends if you're doing video or stills or both, you know.
Well, that's the thing with the A7III. It's a 24-megapixel camera, which you can blow that up pretty big if you want to make a print. You know how to edit it and get the most out of it. And at the same time, it shoots 120 frames per second slow motion. It shoots 24P 4K that is downsampled from a 6K sensor. It's pretty doggone good.
It is still one of the standards as a professional-level camera for any Sony shooter.
So that one, I would have to agree, that is a perfect entry-level high-end camera. And it's what makes it so good is it is a jack-of-all-trades. It has good battery life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the old A6000 series and the old A7IIIs and the A7II and the A7R3 and the A7S2 and 1, they had a battery that was so anemic that, I mean, you had to carry a pocket full of those everywhere you went.
You are absolutely correct. And when they came out with that Z100 battery, it did make the camera so much better just because you could get through an entire day off of two batteries.
I mean, I bought a battery grip to go with the A7S3. I found one pretty cheap. I had one of those tripods that broke that I bought at a local camera store, and I went there. They had one of those. What is it? Not the Velo one, but the... It wasn't the high-end Sony one. It was the cheaper one.
Right.
I got it, but, you know, I've taken it off just simply because the battery's so good, I don't need it.
And putting a battery grip on it almost kind of defeats the purpose. You know, okay. Like Luke was saying earlier, the small size is so much of the advantage.
So, anyway, that's a perfect pick. Now, from there on out, now you're getting into, once you get out of that camera and you start moving up the chain, now you're getting into some specialty tools, aren't you?
Absolutely, because, like, once you start getting up past that, you know, A7III system, you start having to kind of decide whether or not you're wanting to do mostly stills or mostly video, because all of these cameras will be able to do each of those beautifully, but they are designed more for a specific reason, such as the A7R 4, it is primarily designed for a stills camera. It is designed to have a massive resolution for huge prints or just for the editing capability of it. You have cameras like the S3, which that's going to be primarily more of a video centered camera with its 12 megapixel full frame. So it's great in low light and has, 4K 120. I mean, things that are, you don't get from like the A7 R4. So it's really designing or it's kind of deciding which way you want to go with, and then maybe have a secondary camera like an A7 III to really balance everything out.
Well, I mean, when you're saying 4K 120, that's 4K slow motion, true slow motion that you can slow down 5 times, I think it is, or 4 times. And, no, it's 5 times, isn't it?
It's five times.
So this is high-end slow motion, the kind of which you normally see, like if you're watching a football game on the NFL or something. And a camera that costs, that used to do that a few years ago, how much was that kind of a camera a few years ago that would do 120?
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of dollars. And now you can get it. Yeah. The body is $3,500, $3,600.
Yep.
It is a tank. I shot video on one today. It's not doing very well, but it's not the camera's fault.
Uh-huh.
Had more to do with me, I think. But anything else you want to mention? We got 3 minutes before I need to.
So, I mean, those are some great options if you're looking through like a Sony system. You know, once you get up above that, going to the higher end of the pro level cameras, you'll have to start looking at cameras like the R5 and the R6 from Canon up to like the 1DX Mark III. Now, the 1DX Mark III is a DSLR system, so it's not a mirrorless camera, but it is still their flagship camera. But you can, you know, start deciding which way you want to go with when it comes to the video or photos realm of things. For example, the R5 is such an incredible camera for stills. It has an in-body stabilization, so you're having an incredible image-stabilized camera, but you're also getting a huge resolution out of that camera as well. So, I mean, you have the ability to shoot incredible photos with it, but then on the A7 or the R6, it has a little bit lower resolution sensor, but with it being such a large sensor, a full-frame sensor, you have more of that video-centered type of use typically. But, you know, you can go up to the 1DX Mark III, which is a premier sports, wildlife, action type of camera because it performs so well in low light. It has an incredibly fast shutter rate, and it still provides a lot of video capability as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of different cameras out there that are absolutely incredible, and that's what I enjoy so much about right now is the fact that, you know, Austin was saying it a little earlier in the show where used to you would have Nikon would come out with something epic and then Canon would come out with something a year later or 6 months later and it would be this rotation. But right now, out of all of these camera manufacturers, each one has incredible lineups for basically anything you could ever imagine at this point.
Well, hang on. So, we're about to run out of time. So Lock and Load is the promo code, Bedfords.com. Go there right now. You'll save money that you won't save anywhere else. Guys, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.